Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
And hello, welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today I want to, I guess, start with a question. Does it seem like the more things have changed, the more they remain the same? Does it seem like that old-time socialism that got started in a major way with the not dearly beloved Franklin Delano Roosevelt is still with us, in fact, is growing, Republican or Democrat alike? Does that seem to be something that you've noticed? Well, I tell you what, a refugee from communism has noticed that. Ileana Johnson grew up in Romania, suffered for many years as a victim, along with other Romanians, of a very brutal communist dictatorship. Probably one of the less elegant, more ugly, but then how can you find beauty in communism? I guess that's something we could discuss as a hypothetical. And here we are. We are now at a point where we need to talk about this book that Ileana Johnson has written, Communism 2.0, 25 years later, or however many since the book was written a year or two, I guess. So anyway, Ileana, thanks for bringing up the subject. Thanks for the way you treated it in your book. And thanks for bringing your own personal experience to the discussion.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you for having me.
The American people are increasingly being educated, as you point out in the book, as if there's no commies here, just keep on moving. Who do you believe? Us or your lying eyes? And increasingly, as we've been educated, miseducated in our schools, mostly government schools, we can look right at something, and because we've been told that it's not there, we don't see it. And I think psychologists have probably even done studies about how that's possible. But if we're really convinced that it's not there, we just are not going to recognize the signs. And so we have to learn and want to recognize the signs of communism, of socialism, of Marxism. And if we do that, if we kind of keep our mind on the alert rather than just sitting around with an empty mind, we might spot these things. A friend of mine a long time ago said that when he was bringing up his children, he would ask them after they'd seen a movie, after they'd seen a television show, what principles of the Ten Commandments did you see probably violated, but at issue in what we just watched? And it would force them to use the template of the Ten Commandments on what they had been watching. And that, I think, is something we might want to do with the government that we have in this country, let alone other countries. What kind of signs are there that we're heading off in or have already arrived at a socialist destination? And Ileana, that I think is the point you make so well, and I'm just delighted that you have taken the time to share with us your own experience in Romania, and then having come to the shining city on a hill, found out that some of our socialist buddies here insist on turning the lights out.
Most definitely. Speaking of light, not to change the subject, but I just returned from Romania Saturday evening, and I'm still a little bit jet-lagged, but it was still so dark and dingy in most places. People are so conscientious of electricity usage and bulb usage and wattage that it's very, very dark, not just in people's homes, but in most stores. And it was actually very hard for both my husband and I, coming from this society with an abundance of electricity, to be able to read when dark fell. And we were bemoaning that. And not only that, but the lights were had this very yellowish, sickly kind of quality to them that really put us in a bad mood. And I'm not exaggerating that, because they have quite a few of CFL bulbs everywhere to save on electricity. And speaking of saving, we rented a car, a Ford, I believe it was called Mondeo, which looked very nice, very sporty, was running on diesel, which, by the way, was $6 a gallon, and which is a little bit cheaper than last time I went 3 years ago, was $10 a gallon. And this car had a feature that if you stopped in traffic for more than 3 seconds, or you stopped before you were able to safely enter a roundabout, which were everywhere, by the way, the car, the engine shut off. And then when you press the gas pedal, it resumed. And speaking of traffic, it was basically taking your life into your own hand once you got on the road, because the infrastructure has decayed so much. The roads that existed under communism are no longer able to accept all the cars that people have bought since 1989. And everybody pretty much drives the way they want to. The rules of traffic are just kind of laughable suggestions. And people parked everywhere, including the sidewalks. And we were remarking to each other that we've never had before to watch for cars as pedestrians on the sidewalk, because obviously the cars had to exit from their double and triple parking.
So, you know, I've been to third world countries where what you're describing was the case. The traffic was unremitting. Traffic lights were at most suggestions, as well as stop signs. I remember in one place where the lack of respect for any of the rules of the road were very abundantly the case. The driver said 1, 2, 3, 4, and just proceeded into the traffic. Okay, my turn. And, you know, your fingernails get a little shorter when that's going on. So, yeah, Romania, from what you described, is a country that, yeah, you got rid of the dictator. In 1989, if I remember correctly, when a lot of the communist regimes fell. But what isn't widely reported in our socialist media is that the name communist indeed was taken down, but the concept and principles of socialism remain very much in effect. Maybe not quite as brutal a dictatorship, but equally as corrupt, even perhaps more so than under the communist dictator. The French have a cynical saying which translates, the more it changes, the more it stays the same. And I kind of got that impression reading your book, Communism 2.0.
Of course. And going back now, 3 years later, it is even more abundantly evident that although the Communist Party, by the way, is now forbidden by law to exist, all the former members of the Communist Party and their relatives and all their family, immediate family members, are still in charge, and they're now the millionaires and the billionaires. And I looked at every project I've seen that was under construction to either repair something, build something, or redo a highway or a road, had mostly money from the European Union, with a smidgen from the so-called investors and another smidgen from the government itself.
Now, here we're coming up on a
controlled by the socialists in the European Union, of course.
Let's come back with the socialists and the European Union. Talking with Ileana Johnson. Her book is Communism 2.0. And it's actually going to be helpful for us to see ourselves. We'll be back, folks. Don't go away.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Today we're talking about communism, its official demise, and actually not so much in reality. Ileana Johnson was born in Romania, spent many years experiencing dictatorship and is not real excited about trends she sees, both in the United States, her adopted country, but also in Romania. When she has gone back, the visits are not very encouraging either. What we've seen in other countries apparently is operating in Romania. The communist elite says, oh, communism is over. It's been a terrible failure. Terrible things happened. Oh, they wouldn't even admit to my bad. And voila, new government, elections are held, and the same commies are elected on some socialist party, whatever it's called, some socialist party ticket. And so where we left off, Eliana, you were talking about the pressures to conform to a socialist way of governing that not only comes from this internal gyroscope that's been so much a problem for Romania, but also the European Union wants you to be good little socialist if you're going to play in their sandbox. What is that?
Of course, obviously, since they're investing so much money into the country, of course, those accepting the money are going to have to play by their rules. They now have an environmental party, and they are not ashamed to admit that all their money comes from the party of Greens, which started in Germany, the Grünen. I don't remember what percentage they had. I think it was 5% of voting in parliament years and years ago in Germany. But anyway, they're not ashamed to admit that most of the money comes from the European Union. What's interesting is that a lot of the money that's supporting these projects kind of disappears, is being laundered. The corruption in politics is unbelievable, very similar to here. There's a lot of pork. And the money that do finally make it down to the XYZ project, it's really not sufficient to either do the job well or complete the job. And ultimately, the people suffer. For example, because Romania is now in the European Union since 2007, they have certain things that they must abide by, including prices. All the prices are at the level of the European Union, but their salaries and pensions are very meager, and I was just shocked how expensive food was. Yes, it was abundant. It was in every store, which we didn't have that under communism. There were empty shelves, and we starved most of the time. But now it was abundant, but it's so expensive, people can't afford to buy, you know, the large variety they see, because to top it off, they were forced into austerity measures, and their pensions and salaries were cut by 25% 3 or 4 years ago. And people couldn't say anything. They actually did say a lot. They screamed, but nobody listened to them. So one day I was in Transylvania in the town of Brasov, and they were holding a rally in this beautiful park. And I was, you know, being the occasional reporter that I am, I had to go and see what was going on. And they were talking about all the freedoms that they have now enjoyed, which is freedom of expression and of gathering to have such an event. But then nobody's listening to them. And they were talking about all the people who were killed and sacrificed themselves in 1989 when the revolution started. And they were trying to get money from the city hall to build a monument in their memory. And apparently they didn't have the money. But yet they spend the money on ridiculous projects such as building a park on top of a garbage dump that nobody goes to, or building some kind of campground in a village that there's no road to that people can actually go and enjoy the campground. So, and I interviewed this gentleman, and I'm going to write an article about what he said, but he pointed me to one gentleman who actually preceded the revolution in 89, who set himself on fire in this beautiful meadow in the mountains in Transylvania where people normally go to ski. In wintertime, it's a really popular ski resort, or even now. So I went there to see the monument, And I was shocked because as a child, I went into this meadow and it was gorgeous. And now it was covered with hotels. It looks like somebody just threw up hotels without any kind of, you know, city planning or anything. So anyway, here's the monument. And so I, right by it, there's a wooden church that was built in recent years. And I go inside and I pretended that I didn't know the story of this gentleman who set himself on fire to protest the brutal regime of Ceausescu. And the young priest, I found out he was 32 years old, told me that, well, we don't really recognize him, although his monument is so close to our entrance, because suicide in the Orthodox religion is, you know, apostate, so they just don't believe in that. And he said, and it really shocked me, he said, well, he should have just minded what his government and what they said. That's what we preached to our parishioners, that they have to mind the government no matter what. And if that
had been preached from America's colonial pulpits, we'd still be speaking here with a British accent.
Exactly. And I said, you know, if you don't mind my asking, how old are you and did you really experience or remember anything about Ceausescu's regime? And he was born in 83. And he said, no, I was about 6 years old when he died, but I remember standing in line with my mother to get food and we had rationing coupons, but that was no big deal. I said, really? Let me tell you about my dad's sacrifice and how he was killed by the communists. And he goes, oh, well, he's a martyr. So, and I thought, if the priests today teach people to follow their government without any questioning, then you haven't really changed that much, and you're aiding and abetting tyranny yet again under a different form.
And they don't recognize corruption, which extends beyond that kind of political corruption that the church is submitting itself to. There's you had mentioned earlier what we could describe as crony capitalism, which is the term we have here in the United States to describe what Obama has been doing with various sectors of the economy, particularly the quote, green energy sector, and it was nothing but boondoggles for businesses that never were going to be able to succeed, and that did go belly up at the, even though while some of them were going belly up, they continued to get millions of dollars from the government. And sounds to me like maybe we copied from Romania, but it sounds awfully similar to the kind of things that you talk about that go on in an overtly communist and socialist government. And here we're doing it here in America. Going to have to take a break coming up on that time, talking with Ileana Johnson about her book, Communism 2.0.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Ileana Johnson about her book, Communism 2.0, based on her experience growing up in Romania, having had the opportunity to go back more than once and visit and to see what it's like now that the communists are no longer in charge. And while the overt brutality does seem to have been successfully done away with, the socialist policies of the communist government are in all too many cases rather evident. Now, there were some positive changes which don't seem to have affected, unhappily, the culture at large. But you mentioned that at least right after the communists fell, churches sprouted up like flowers in the spring. Gun ownership became something that average Romanians could enjoy. And they were actually able to travel, which, by the way, folks, as Ileana describes in Communism 2.0, that's a real good sign that you're in a dictatorship when it takes special dispensation to travel. You don't just go buy a ticket and go.
That's absolutely right. But what I find interesting, Larry, is that now the educated Romanians who would want to travel to the United States are finding themselves with, oftentimes, with the answer no. You cannot get a visa, or a mother and the child who want to come visit relatives are told no. One of you can come, but not both of you. We don't want you here. So
wow.
I'm trying to figure this out. So you don't want an educated person who is an attorney attorney who has a genius son who plays the piano, but you're admitting thousands and thousands of illegal aliens from south of the border and
Muslims
from Somalia and other cultures who hate us, who are illiterate. How are these people going to benefit our society and contribute to our society? I don't think they can. They are just destroying our culture, because once they come here, they start making demands. And the question is, if they don't like it here, why did they come to begin with?
Now, let's go back to what you were talking about initially. So if you want to get a visa to come to the United States, it might not be possible. Whereas if you wanted to go to France and get a job there, because Romania is within the European Union, you can do that. And apparently there's been quite a brain drain of doctors and attorneys and perhaps other people as well, taking good jobs in these other European Union countries, kind of denuding Romania of its professional class.
It's true. And quite a few doctors have immigrated to the United States, and now they're going to England because it's a little closer, lots of doctors as well, which leaves the medical profession quite empty of its talent, and people are having a hard time finding a qualified doctor to treat them. And this is what's going to happen here in the United States,
right?
Not because doctors will go elsewhere. They will just simply retire or choose not to study medicine. And I went inside a hospital because I wanted to see for myself what it was like, and I was horrified yet again. I was horrified 4 years ago, 3 years ago, and I was horrified this time. And this is the kind of medicine, socialized medicine, that we're moving towards in this country. People in Romania have medical insurance, but it's not worth the paper that it's written on the card at all.
It's wonderful if you're insured for all kinds of operations and therapies. There's just one little catch. It ain't available.
Exactly, because there are no doctors. One of my relatives was going in for a simple gallbladder surgery, and they've been praying for a week and crying that she might not come alive from the surgery. Thank God everything went okay. She happened to find a good doctor, but those are fewer and far between, and it was in a private clinic.
So she had to be able to pay whatever the freight was for that private service.
Exactly.
By the way, that seems very similar to what I've heard about England, where they at least do allow private medicine if people can afford it and want to pay for it. So you can get that alternative there. But in Canada, it's private services in medicine are not legal, and so Canadians are forced to come to America if they don't think they want to trust their own socialized medical system in Canada. So it can even be worse than Romania or in England, and it's called Canada.
Well, that's true. And they medication, for example, they do compensate, for example, poor people or people on limited income for 3 prescriptions a month. But that's only 50% of the cost. They still have to come up with the other 50%. So and the majority of the people still live in abject poverty because so much money for development has been stolen by those elites in power, who some of whom occasionally go to jail. They steal billions of dollars and they go to jail for 2-3 months and they come out just as rich as they went in, whereas the ordinary people, they have to go through the ringer just for simple thing. So it has changed. Yes, they are no longer disappeared and they are no longer killed for their thoughts, but the system has become so economically oppressive that the police now, which, by the way, I've seen very few traffic cops anymore, not even giving tickets at all, but the police now chases people away and arrests those who just try to sell their produce, for example, from their farm. They have to have, you know, five or six different permits and approvals to sell their produce.
Now, that's scary, Ileana.
Our NGOs and, yes, you know, telling farmers what and if they can farm.
It's scary also because, and you probably have seen it close to where you and I both live, there's an ex-urban county in Northern Virginia where a lady wanted to grow some vegetables on her 70-acre farm and was facing tremendous fines, and I think they were even rattling the jail word, and two laws had to be passed in the state capitol in the legislature in order to put a stop to that. And I thought, you know, this is the kind of stuff that goes on in communist countries, and here we're facing it in the lap of luxury in a very wealthy county in Northern Virginia, and it took the legislature twice to put a lid on that kind of harassment of somebody that was doing something so dangerous to the public that they were selling produce grown on their land right from on the side of the road going by their farm. The thought, you know, I want to go back to your description of socialized medicine. There was an anecdote you had in the book that really made this come home, be very visible. The poster boy for socialized medicine could be that chap that you knew when you lived there, when you were in school there, and you met him, I guess it was 40 years later or something like that, and when you realized who it was, my goodness, that guy doesn't have any teeth. And I guess he didn't have any prosthetics either. So here you've got somebody who's a poster child for socialized medicine.
So it was, I mean, dental care is practically worse than what the Brits have. And I'm not trying to insult the Brits, but there's a reason why there's so many people with bad teeth, that they made jokes about it, because dental care is non-existent. And I have to tell you that this time, several of my relatives asked me if these were my real teeth.
Yeah, they look so nice. They must be phony. Well, we're talking about Communism 2.0, as you can find it in Romania or in the United States. Author is Ileana Johnson, and she's my guest.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Folks, we're talking about Romania, its communism that still exists. You can call it socialism. It's a little milder in some of its aspects. But the stultification of economic activity and of ability to earn a living is pretty much the same as it was under communism. Maybe a few more millionaires because they were able to milk the system primarily. Probably most of them didn't earn it because they had a better product. They just had a better connection to somebody in the government. I thought you had a very graphic example from your own family of how the communists want to level everybody. You had an Uncle Pavel, and why don't you just describe how he had prospered and how that was so resented, and how he ultimately went to jail because of his prosperity.
Yes, he was an entrepreneur at heart, and he had inherited from his dad a very small plot of land, which he built a store on. And, of course, he saw a need. People needed food and groceries, and that's what he did. And from that, he bought more land and built a home and then a second home in the city. And, of course, they labeled him a reactionary, and they actually, the communists, put him in jail because he was a boyar, or as the Romanians call them, cowboy, and they put him in jail for 7 years after they confiscated everything he owned except the house in town where his wife was allowed to live with his son, with their son, and but they had to take in a couple of other families, and she was left with only one bedroom, had to share the bathroom and the kitchen and a hallway. kid. Apparently, they were only feeding them potato soup day in and day out. I don't know how can anybody live on that kind of diet, but he did.
Your dad is an example of how vicious the jails could be. You report in the book how your dad would very openly, at his own risk, considerable risk, talk about what a horrible person the dictator was. And he would end up with a quick trip to jail, get beat up, incarcerated for lengths of time. And eventually, when he was 61 years old, one of the beatings resulted in his death after he was released from jail a few weeks later, thanks in part to the medical system that doesn't really function there. He died. So your family has extensively suffered from communism, and I'm very impressed that you don't write with bitterness, because that would be very easy to succumb to. What I see in Communism 2.0, your book about Romania, and really about America, is that you're warning people. You're like a watchman on the wall who's saying, hey, you know, I see the bad guys coming. They're still off in the distance, but man, are they coming, and there's lots of them. And it's got to be creepy. When you know what you see, and you don't get that many Americans saying, wow, that's right, let's do something.
I know. I feel you're right, Larry. I feel like Cassandra, you know, she was a prophetess in mythology, and, of course, she was always correct, but her warnings were ignored. And I have written extensively about the education system in the United States, how it's becoming or turning our children into these global citizens through international baccalaureate schools.
Well, you know, it may be that so many Americans who've been educated, miseducated that way, can't even read your warnings.
Perhaps. And I go back to Romania just this last 2 weeks, and I am looking at all the abandoned buildings, the historical monuments, and they're decaying and dilapidated, and people tell me how afraid they are for their children's future because there's nothing for them, and how the education, and it used to be quite good, if you subtracted the communist indoctrination, of course, the basic reading, arithmetic, history, and whatever were actually good. Now they're doing the same thing in Romania. They're turning the children into these robots who don't care about their own country, their history. They're belonging to a country that has borders. They are supposed to be these global citizens that don't have really no loyalty to anybody. They don't care about preserving something that was left from generations ago. So consequently, I saw the thinker, which is a statue that's about 6,000 years old that was found in Romania. It was in a corner, in a dark corner, all dusty. Anybody could have just walked in and walked out with it. And then outside of the museum, they had these sarcophagi from the Etruscan period, and people were throwing trash in them. They were their trash receptacles. So I was just horrified. So here we are. It's happening globally, and people still don't believe it. They're still supporting this Common Core nonsense about collectivism and communism, really, global communism.
Maybe people get another idea of just how personal these problems can be. I made a note from one of your discussions that communism and socialism stink, literally, because there's no soap.
Yes.
That's one of the many things that you can't get.
Yeah, there is now, but and it's quite expensive. But, yeah, we did not have soap. We do not have basics. And all you have to do is look at Venezuela. Look at the years of socialism that Hugo Chavez has imposed on a former prosperous country. country that has so much oil, there's no reason why they should have rationing of food, and they should have the military control the food distribution and have rationing coupons when oil is so expensive. So
you know, let me pause you right there on rationing of food, something that the Romanian dictator no doubt learned from, if it didn't come naturally, from Stalin, who starved the Ukrainian peasants into submission and extinction in too many cases. Same thing was going on in Romania. And starvation, both of the small farmers and of any other population that was deemed problematic to the dictator, were deliberately put on near starvation or actual starvation diet. That's how communism works.
Of course. And the actual food that the Romanians were growing was sent to export, and all the money was either used by the class in power, the elite, or they unwisely and foolishly tried to develop the heavy industry without really having a good master plan that made economic sense.
Yeah.
So Romania really didn't owe a lot of money to the West when communism fell, but the people were so impoverished and starved, they still have a long way to go before they can catch up with countries like Poland, Hungary, Bulgaria, the Czech Republic, and so forth.
Where they really got rid of the communists and a considerable amount of economic liberty was allowed in the countries.
Exactly, and people were not as impoverished and not as poorly off as the Romanians were.
The in fact, the Baltic countries, the three Baltic countries, are known as the Baltic Tigers because they have a rip-roaring free enterprise philosophy, and they've become extraordinarily successful. But that's not something of interest to socialist leaders, be it Obama or be it the current crop heading up the country in so many European countries. They are interested in control, just like the announcer on this program says. And you may not have heard it, Ileana, because we don't play all that when my guest is here during the recording. But he says, and remember, it's not just about gun control. It's about control.
Yes, it is. And it's control that generates this horrible dependency that I still found it today, because there are some people, after 44 years of communism, they still wish they had it back, because then they did not have to think for themselves. They were just waiting on crumbs.
A warning to all of us that could so easily happen here. Thank you so much for writing Communism 2.0, Ileana Johnson. A great book.
Thank you, Larry.
A very important warning for us all.
Thank you, Larry, for having me. Until next time.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.